For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam refuses to resign, at least as of early Tuesday, as former allies and supporters turn their backs on him, and as his would-be successor, Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, becomes the target of other allegations. Meanwhile, the General Assembly continues its budget work as crossover day approaches, and we learn about the looming SNAP gap that could hurt families who use food assistance even if there's not another federal shutdown. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, February 5th. Protests continued Monday outside the Executive Mansion in Richmond. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, the governor's former allies and supporters have turned their backs on him.
Ralph, resign! Ralph,
Pastor Josh resign! Cole addressed the crowd of dozens gathered on Capitol Square.
We are not saying that we are condemning the man. We are not saying that he is an enemy of us. But what we are saying is his actions in his past and to continue to stand for it as our governor is not welcome. We cannot stand for that.
Brad Lofton volunteered for the Northam campaign.
I thought he would have resigned by now with the whole party going against him. He's a man without a party right now, so.
Atari Jims is an elementary school teacher who voted for Northam. She thinks his refusal to resign is a sign of his own white privilege.
When we asked him to be accountable and using we as like collective residents of Virginia who want him out, he was just kind of brushing it off. He didn't seem remorseful for it.
Many said they're capable of forgiving Ralph Northam, the individual, but as a governor, his days are done. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
And Valley Democrats and African-American leaders are also speaking out on this controversy. The Daily News Record reports that Harrisonburg's mayor, Democrat Dena Reed, says she is disappointed about the growing scandal. She says the governor can no longer lead Virginia. The Harrisonburg Democratic Committee released a statement over the weekend asking for the governor to put thoughtful consideration into his actions and make the right decision for Virginia. A conservative news site's editor says the racist yearbook photo threatening Governor Northam's career was brought to his attention by a, quote, concerned citizen upset by the governor's recent comments on abortion legislation. The photo of someone in blackface and another person in Ku Klux Klan hood and robe appeared on Northam's page in a 1984 medical school yearbook. The image became public on Friday when it was published by the conservative-leaning news site Big League Politics. Site editor-in-chief Patrick Hawley said the tipster was upset by Northam's comments on abortion last week. Hawley said he published his story the same day after confirming its authenticity. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has threatened legal action against that conservative website that has also published a sexual assault allegation against him. The Daily Progress reports that Big League Politics released the allegation on Sunday night. Fairfax's office calls the allegation, quote, defamatory and false. His office also said that the Washington Post already investigated the allegation and chose not to publish the story due to, quote, significant red flags and inconsistencies. If Northam resigns, Fairfax could become the next governor of Virginia. William & Mary has uninvited the governor from the inauguration of their current president on Friday, and the president of Virginia Commonwealth University has also weighed in. Megan Pauley from partner station WCVE reports.
William & Mary President Catherine Rowe said the behavior depicted in Northam's photo is a painful reminder of the hate, divisiveness, and racism that the country has sought to overcome. Northam's presence at an inaugural event Friday would disrupt a sense of campus unity. Virginia Commonwealth University President Michael Rao issued a similar statement, saying bigotry and racism, conscious or otherwise, have no place in the Commonwealth. Both statements, however, stopped short of calling on Northam to resign.
Well, amid all the controversy surrounding Virginia's governor and lieutenant governor, lawmakers continue to put their heads down and work towards a budget deal. And WCVE's Megan Pauley reports on big differences between the House and Senate's education proposals.
Part of the 5% teacher pay raise was approved last year. Under the Senate budget plan, the rest of the increase kicks in this July. With the House plan, it wouldn't kick in until next January.
5% increase for half of one of the years of the budget.
That's Chris Duncombe with the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis. The six-month delay the House proposed would save Virginia about $40 million. The House budget does include $36 million to start to bring down the counselor-to-student ratio. The Senate version includes less than a third of that.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
And emergency legislation designed to conform Virginia's tax code with the new federal tax law has failed in the House of Delegates. The failure could leave the state unable to immediately process thousands of tax returns it has already received for the 2018 tax year. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that a House bill failed to receive the 80 votes needed to pass emergency legislation. That bill died Monday on a 63-35 vote. That means the legislation could be delayed until after the state's May 1st tax filing deadline. Authorities say heavy equipment has been set on fire at a Mountain Valley Pipeline construction site in southwestern Virginia. The Pittsylvania County Sheriff's Office said a caller reported a vehicle on fire Saturday night in the Smith Mountain community. No one was injured. The statement says officers at the scene discovered the vehicle was a piece of earth-moving equipment located on the site of the pipeline construction right-of-way. There was about $500,000 in damage to the Caterpillar pipe layer. No other equipment was damaged by the fire. The sheriff's office says fire marshals have concluded that the blaze was intentionally set, and they are investigating it as arson. The Mountain Valley Pipeline is being built to carry fracked natural gas from West Virginia through southwestern Virginia near the Roanoke area. Finally today, as another federal government shutdown looms, programs that give assistance to those in need are still feeling the effects weeks after the end of the last one. WMRA's Bridget Manley reports.
Or two of them?
It's a Saturday morning at Hope Distributed in Harrisonburg, a food pantry that feeds more than 24,000 people in the Shenandoah Valley each year. This morning, the lobby is full and the need is great. Hope Distributed is one of the many food pantries that the Blue Ridge Food Bank Area Network services. Volunteers set up a shop, complete with shopping carts and signs telling those picking up food how much of each grocery item they may take.
What do you think, Granny? You want blackberries, or do you want blueberries or watermelons?
Food banks and pantries are bracing for another rise in need as an after effect of the federal government shutdown, what they are calling the SNAP gap. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP program, handed out benefits to recipients 2 weeks early because of a fear of lack of funding from last month's government shutdown. For most recipients, that means an early January boost to February benefits on their EBT cards. As a result, most recipients won't get their next set of benefits until mid-March, leaving an approximate 55-day gap. Blue Ridge Area Food Bank CEO Michael McKee says that people who received their SNAP benefits for February 2 weeks early might run out of available funds quickly and will therefore have to turn to food pantries and food banks for assistance.
What's making that prospect even more alarming to us is the cold weather. We know that people often have to choose whether to heat their homes or to eat. And in this kind of weather, they have no choice. They're going to heat their homes, and that will likely mean they'll run through their SNAP benefits or their available food more quickly.
Blue Ridge Area Food Bank services pantries all around the Shenandoah Valley. The food bank provides fresh fruits, vegetables, meat, and other dietary staples that help people who would otherwise not be able to afford a variety of food. Mariah Rout Smith has a 3-year-old daughter. She said her SNAP benefits help provide her family healthy foods. Her paycheck working for a dollar convenience store doesn't cover all of her bills, and she's grateful for the extra assistance. She says that although she's been able to save her February benefits, she is worried about other people she talks to at work who might not have been able to do the same.
I know it is harder for other people right now trying to budget all of that and keep track of it and trying to stretch that for such a long period of time, especially because a lot of people don't get enough benefits to actually cover what they need. Them having these extra benefits, they're going to end up spending them because they actually need that, and now they have it. But then they're not going to have any a few weeks from now.
Rita Davis, a 71-year-old grandmother on disability, counts on the benefits. She's worried about elderly SNAP recipients who can't continue to work.
I don't want them to pay for everything that I have. I'm too proud to have somebody do that. But sometimes you need a little bit of help. And that's what I thought the government was there for. And you work all your life and you find out that, you know, if you find out you can't get help, I know what some of these people are going through. They just got elderly and then they were trying to get help. And then they, you know, they've got all these things to pay and they're trying to live on $300, $400 a month. That's not doable.
McKee says the SNAP program is an incredibly efficient federal program with proven results, helping those living below the poverty line with the food needed to help feed their families.
The reason food banks are so concerned about the SNAP gap is that SNAP provides 12 times as much food to people in need as food banks do. America's food banks provide enough food for 4.5 billion meals. SNAP accounts for 12 times that much food. So any disruption in SNAP benefits means people have nowhere else to go, will turn to food banks, and we will quickly be overwhelmed. We can't food bank our way out of that kind of crisis if, in fact, SNAP is entirely suspended.
Food bank employees are hoping that Congress and the president can reach a solution to the federal budget in time to avoid another shutdown in mid-February, because they understand that the negative ripple effects of a government shutdown happen long after the government reopens. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
You can learn more about that story at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Tuesday.